Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Paul L. from San Diego.
My name is Paul. I'm an alcoholic. Holy cow. There's a lot of people here. Well, I'll make it brief. 10 minutes. All right. I came from a family of a very loving parents, they were very loving. And when I left Mexico when I was very young, and we moved to a state called Illinois, and they didn't have that many Mexicans there. And so I had a rough childhood as far as just trying to be just to belong, you know. And then as I progressed, I learned the language and everything on there. I went back to Mexico, and they teased me because I had the accent. So I was like, oh, I don't belong in Mexico. I don't belong here. Oh, shit, you know. So anyways, I just wanted to belong. And so one common thing was that I noticed is, you know, partying and during drugs and alcohol was like I felt comfortable by myself. And at junior high, I went to Roosevelt Junior High, and I started my little journey, you know, and I started drinking and having a good time. Basically, I always thought I was having a good time, but right away, I didn't drink normally. You know, I puked and I said, "Man, I'll never do this again." And I started drinking again, you know, and I kept going. And as I progressed, I said, "You know what? I better go in service." And so so this will help me not, you know, with my drugs, and I'll quit everything. And so I joined the service, and it just kicked up my drinking, you know. And when I got out, when I signed into the service, I asked them to, I want to stay in California and I want to go to Germany. So they sent me to Texas and they sent me to Korea, you know. And I thought, no, thank you, you know. So anyway, so I got back and I just started having fun. You know, I could call myself a weekend drinker. You know, I was able to function, and on weekends, it was on, you know. And it went on for a long time. And then I set myself in a job where my boss was, he drank it just like I did. They did drugs as I did. And so it was like a big happy family, you know. So I just didn't know any difference. And I just love those dark places, you know, where I just love those dark bars. And my disease progressed. It progressed where basically I was not, at junior high, I had my first family intervention, you know, and my family was worried because they found 500 black beauties in my bedroom, and they thought, "What's going on? Are you a drug addict?" And I said, "No, I'm just having fun, you know." And so they were really worried about me, and I was so lost in that I thought it was normal. I thought I was just having fun, and I stepped in a couple more years, and I started. I came to AA to save my marriage, and I met my wife at a bar. So I thought, well, I was in love, you know, and everything was going good, and she drank as much as I did, and as our disease progressed, she became she liked that coffee drink, and she was all amped out all the time, and my disease took me where I just pass out. And I just drank, and I didn't know how to social drink. I wanted to learn how to social drink, but I couldn't. And, my drink of choice was vodka and orange juice. And the bottles of vodka were getting bigger, and the orange juice was getting smaller, you know. And you know, the plastic ones I love because they can bounce on the floor and don't break, you know. So that was awesome. But I tell you, and what the deal is, I was successful in life, and I didn't think I had a problem. And not until I tried to save my marriage, and I started going into these rooms, and I noticed that I had a big problem. one guy, which became my sponsor at that time, we left San Diego to L.A., and he said, you're not here to save your marriage. You're here to save your life, you know. And so I kept continuing to try to save that marriage, and all of a sudden, it just, my wife cheated on me. And I was heartbroken. And I was very upset. And the only thing I could basically do is go to the AA, and they had a 24-hour AA there, and they basically just held my hand, and I didn't drink, you know. And 2 days later, I talked to my sponsor, and I was able to forgive my wife. And I was like, who said this? I didn't, you know. I forgave her, you know, and I went on. And as I was going through this journey and getting sober, you know, I didn't have a resentment or nothing like that. I said, you know, whatever's going to happen, happen. I ended up having the house, and my life was starting to turn around. But this is where I first got sober over here, right across here, and a bunch of group of men were helped me out. And I was in and out. And basically, I would go drink at Pal Joey's over here, and then all of a sudden they see me go, hey, oh my God, weren't you at a meeting this last week? And so I was getting caught all the time. So, and basically what happened is I tried to do this program on my own, and I didn't do the steps or the sponsor, you know, and that's what was kicking my ass. And so finally I decided to do it the right way, and suggested, and I started getting sober. And it was, and I got married in sobriety. I got a beautiful wife and a beautiful family that I'm the luckiest guy on earth, you know, and everything was coming back. And then all of a sudden I decided to, you know what, this is a drinking program. I started doing a little marijuana on the side, you know, and going to meetings. And I thought I was getting a little spiritual, you know. So basically what happened is, all of a sudden it started like anything. You know, all of a sudden it started from one little joint, and then started getting a bag, and then go get the shit, you know. And it was a roller coaster. And then basically it was taking me back to drinking. So I was getting ready to take a 2-year cake, and I talked to my sponsor, Paul and Nancy, and basically I asked them, what should I do? You know, I said, because rarely we're being, you know, we have to be honest, you know. And so basically my sponsor said, I would change my sobriety. And so I said, all right. So I left. And I'm going, you know what? There's got to be somebody with more time. So I found this gentleman with 45 years, and I tracked him down, and he said, don't worry, son. This is just a drinking program. Don't worry about the rest, you know. And so I went to a meeting, and all of a sudden they said, you know, I felt dirty, you know. And I said, you know what? You know, I got to be honest. I'll never get this if I'm doing this shit. So I was honest, and I kept going to meetings, my life's incredible now, you know. It's just, the things that I could never, you know, it's like, how can you go sober to a football game? That was one of the big issues for me, you know, and I overcame after a couple of years, you know. And fishing, I didn't know how to do anything without picking up a drink or a drug or anything like that, you know. And this program has taught me to be comfortable with myself, you know. And I got a lot of friends over here, and I can tell stories about all these guys, and they have helped me there, you know. We go to retreats together, we hang around sobriety, and that's my choice now. This is the quality of people that I hang around, people in the program that work in the program, and that's how I stay sober, you know. And because I got two brothers there in the program that had over 10 years of sobriety, and one of them just told me, I think I'm on a social drink, you know. And I said, all right, whatever, you know. I said, it's not recommended, you know. But anyways, and then I didn't hear from him for a while, and then he's in the hospital, was getting a kidney transplant, and he told me, he goes, you know what, that social drinking didn't work, you know. So, you know, my life was terrible. And then I got another brother that he's struggling right now. At 55 years old, he had has a family, and, you know, and I just, you know, I figure this way, about 80, 80% of my family is affected by alcohol and drugs in some way, and it's not a good way, I tell you that. And, you know, and, but, you know, slowly but surely our gatherings are changing, you know. The generations that are coming up is not, because I remember when I was a little kid, we drank, and I was part of the, you know, family, and everybody was drinking, and it was, you know, it was a social thing. But now it has changed. I noticed that, there's not a priority, really, because I stopped drinking, you know. And so anyway, so, but things, you know, slowly and surely are changing, you know, and I'm blessed, you know. And I also was able to find my higher power, you know, which I choose to call God, you know. And when I came here, I didn't know how to pray or anything like that. I'm just going, whoever you are or whatever, you know, and just help me. So I'm very grateful to be sober, and thank you for listening.